Hello, you guys. Welcome to Living Lovely with Amanda Louise. I am Amanda Louise. Welcome to the first episode of Living Lovely podcast. I have been wanting to start this podcast for about a year now, and it is finally time. 2020 is here. I am so excited for this year. If you guys are not subscribed to me on YouTube, I just uploaded a whole video on my New Year's resolutions, everything I want to happen, everything I want to change this year, and I am just so excited and so motivated for this year. I cannot wait to get started. There is going to be so much change this year throughout my life. If you guys know me, I am going to be graduating college. I am currently applying to grad schools. I'm going to be moving to a different state, a different city. So I wanted to document this change through a new platform and on my YouTube channel still, obviously. For those of you who don't know me, today I'm going to be just kind of introducing myself, letting you guys know a little bit about me. Even for those of you that already know me and know a lot about me, I have a feeling that this episode might open your eyes to some new things about me, and I'm excited to get started. So if you guys don't know me, hi, I'm Amanda. I started on YouTube, and I love podcasts. I got into them probably about 2 years ago now. The first podcast I listened to was Gals on the Go with Danielle Carolyn and Brooke Michio. I absolutely love them. They inspire me so much. If I need motivation, I go and I listen to them. So I wanted this to kind of be another platform to inspire you guys, get you motivated for the start of the week. All of my episodes will be going up on Monday mornings. I will probably be posting them at like midnight, just so they are up for you guys to start your day whenever you are starting your day. Like I said, I use them for motivation, so I want this to kind of be a motivational outlet for you guys as well. So behind the name of Living Lovely Podcast, lovely has always been my favorite word. I love the idea, the definition, like everything about it. You feel me? So I incorporated Living Lovely into my YouTube channel, and it means so much to me. I wanted Living Lovely to be the drive behind this podcast. Living Lovely can mean something different to every person, and that's why I like it. Living lovely is living your best life, being happy, treating others the best you can, living your dreams, anything you want it to mean, really. And so I want this podcast to be your motivation to be your best self, tips to be your best self, but also be real and raw with you guys about the messiness of life and the obstacles of life, because life isn't perfect, but even when it's not, it can still be lovely. If you guys follow my YouTube channel, you know that I love to be raw and real with you guys, and I let you in on all of the messes behind my life. I'm literally a living disaster. I say it all the time. I wanted this to be a real place where you guys can get motivated if you need it, but you can also realize that like life isn't perfect. No one's perfect. And no matter what obstacles and troubles you're going through in life, you can still make it lovely. So each week, I am going to be letting you know my highs, my lows, potentially my favorites, and if there are others that you guys would like me to incorporate, I would absolutely be happy to do so as well. I want this podcast to be everything that you guys want it to be. So I made an Instagram account for this podcast where I'm going to be reaching out to you guys, and I want all of the feedback that you have for me. You can follow me at Living Lovely Podcast on Instagram. I will be posting stories and asking you guys for your feedback, what you want to see, what you don't want to see, different things you want me to add. So be sure to go ahead and follow me on there if you want to get involved. So I'm going to be starting out today's episode with the highs and lows of this week. We're going to start with the lows and end on the highs. This is what they do on the Gals on the Go podcast. I like how they do this. It shows the realness and the rawness of their life and that everything is not perfect all the time. Starting off with the lows, I feel like there haven't been many lows this week. I just feel like I've been like overly like emotional, which is like strange for me because I'm really not usually. And if you guys watched my New Year's resolution video on YouTube, you would see that. I'm not usually an overly emotional person, but I feel like, I don't know, I felt weird this week so far, like since the new year. Plus, I've had like a bunch of migraines. I have chronic migraines, if you guys don't know that, but it's something that I'm kind of used to. I guess that's my low for the week. Nothing crazy, which is always a good thing. And I'm just trying to look at the positives starting this year. For my highs, I would say that I am so excited and so motivated for this new year. I have so much motivation and I have been getting a lot done, little by little, but I have been accomplishing a lot that I've wanted to, and I feel good about how this year has started so far, and that's something that I couldn't say last year, and so I feel like just the positive mindset that I have and all of the progress that I have been making thus far has just been putting me in a really good mood, and I'm just very happy about how everything has started. And I guess I'm going to do my favorites for the week as well. My favorite so far is probably my iPad Pro. I got one for Christmas. I've wanted one of these for a little while now. When I study, I literally just rewrite everything. That is the best way that I learn. I rewrite in different colors. I went through so much paper this past semester, like literally probably 4 trees worth of paper. It was nuts. So I was like, I feel like this would be, you know, me saving the earth. Go green me over here. But also, like, I don't know. I wanted one. I think it's going to be of great use to me. I've been using it to plan out all my videos, my podcasts, all of that kind of stuff so far. And I feel like it's going to be really useful for me. And I'm like having a ball with it. Like, I'm literally going around to like everyone I know. And I'm like, so let's make you a New Year's resolution list so I can write with my Apple Pencil. So I know that's obnoxious, but that would be my favorite right now. They're not always going to be these expensive things. But currently right now, I think that has been the one thing that I've been using the most, that I've been enjoying the most. And so that's what I'm going to go with for my favorite this week. All right, so now jumping into the meat of the podcast. Today, I'm going to be introducing myself for those of you that don't know me and let you know what this podcast is going to be all about. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and jump right into it. So my name is Amanda Louise. I'm Amanda Louise YT on Instagram in case you want to put a face to my name. I am 21 years old. I am a senior at the University of Connecticut. I'm graduating this year, May 2020. I'm so excited. I will be graduating with a psychology degree and a sociology minor. I am currently applying to grad schools for fashion merchandising. And yes, I know that this makes absolutely no sense. And I'll be diving deeper into this in other episodes. I want to talk to you guys about the whole grad school process, a reflection on undergrad, all that kind of stuff. But if you guys are dying to know, definitely go check out my YouTube channel, Amanda Louise. I talk about that topic all of the time throughout my vlogs and stuff like that. That's just a little overview for right now. So I wanted to bring up a few names that you guys will probably be hearing pretty frequently, people that I'll be talking about in my episodes and probably referencing in this episode as well. So first, I wanted to start out with my boyfriend, Evan. My boyfriend, Evan, and I have been together for a little over 6.5 years. He is seriously the most amazing person that has ever lived. So you'll definitely probably hear me talk about him a lot, and I will absolutely be having him on as well so you guys can put a voice to the name. If you guys want to follow him on Instagram as well, he is Video Evan. He's into like photography, videography. He does social media things for his job. So if you want to go follow him over there, go right ahead on, do it. Someone else you'll probably hear me talk often about is my friend Amy, aka my BFF Amy, as we call her on YouTube. We have been friends for years. She is amazing. We have the best time together. I truly do not know what I would do without her. If you guys are looking to venture into your fitness journey this year, you're already in it, you want some motivation, whatever the case is, we started up a joint Instagram the beginning of last year, and we kind of fell off the wagon with it. Completely my fault. My schedule was so busy, we had no time to do it, but we have the time and the motivation this year to completely rebrand that, be super active on there, share with you guys our workout routines, pictures while we're there, our playlists, like all of the gym motivation that you guys need. So if you guys want to follow us over there, it is FabFitGals on Instagram. Not to jump the gun too quick, and I don't want to spoil anything, but Amy might be starting up her own YouTube channel this year. If you guys know her, you guys love her when she's on my channel. I get requests for videos with her all of the time. She's hilarious. She is the best. So get excited for that. Hopefully that will come true and we'll be able to give you guys extra content this year. A little background on my family as well. I currently live with my parents and I also have twin brothers. They're 18. They're freshmen in college this year. Double the trouble. For my pet situation, I live in a zoo. And you're probably like, what? Well, I have a dog, 2 cats, a guinea pig who is my pride and joy, the love of my life, my son, Billy Ray. I love him so much. He is the cutest guinea pig you'll ever see. His name, Billy Ray, came from the fact that he has a mullet. So Billy Ray Cyrus, obviously the inspiration here. We also have 2 chinchillas, 2 fish. So yes, basically a zoo. Also for this video, I wanted to go ahead and try out Vogue's 73 question challenge. I have not looked at any of these questions yet, and I'm sure you'll probably be able to tell that. So I'm going to try and rapid fire them off, my responses to these questions. So let's just go ahead and get straight into it. Of course, Billy Ray is drinking water. What is your favorite time of the day? 110% the nighttime. I am such a night owl. I get all of my energy at night. Like, I'm literally wide awake from like 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. I get everything done in that span of time. I get all my video ideas at that time. I want to clean my room. I want to change the world between that period of time. So definitely a night owl. Definitely the nighttime is my favorite time of the day for sure. What is your greatest weakness?
Probably that I care too deeply and get attached to everything. Like, when I say everything, I mean everything. Like, if I see something in the store with a face on it, I won't let anyone pick it up unless they're gonna buy it. I'm like, no. Like, I'm attached. Like, you're getting the item excited that it's gonna be purchased and then you don't buy it. Like, that's rude. I can't do it. I get way too emotionally attached to everything. What's my biggest strength? I think being real and like caring for people, and I think sometimes that can come back to bite me, but it's something that I'm proud of and it's something that I wouldn't change for anything, even if it can disadvantage me at times. I think that's one of my best strengths. What is the biggest learning experience you've had? I would say that you can't trust everyone, or that you can't change people, or that you can't like dull yourself down to fit other people's needs. I feel like this was a very hard lesson for me to learn. I am such a people pleaser and I don't like confrontation and I don't like making other people upset, and I always put other people's happiness before my own. And within this past year, I feel like I've really grown and learned that I need to put myself before others, and that can be difficult for me still, and I think it always will be, but I was really bringing myself down and not letting myself be completely who I was and be my happiest self by kind of fitting myself into this box of what people wanted me to be. And, you know, just, I don't know. But I would say that those are the biggest lessons that I've had to learn. What is your idea of the perfect date? I am such a homebody. I would literally say, like, making a dinner at home with Evan, dancing around the kitchen while we're making food, and then like sitting on the couch with like a blanket and just like snuggling up and like watching a good movie. Actually, before snuggle session, go and watch the sunset somewhere and then come back home and snuggle and watch a good movie. And I'm not even a huge movie person, but like literally like throwing on Finding Nemo, that'd be a great date. What's one vice you wish you could give up? Wow, these are deep as heck. This is something that I am trying to give up, and this is like kind of dumb and like it's probably like not the correct vice. I feel like my biggest vice is Coca-Cola. It's so bad. I have chronic migraines. Coca-Cola is my solution, my savior, my best friend, and this year I gave it up for New Year's. So that is definitely my biggest vice, and let's see how long this lasts. Hopefully it will last forever. What's a cause that's important to you? I feel like I could have so many, but the first one that comes to my mind is like cleaning the ocean. The year before, I watched this documentary. It was called Bag It, and it was about like all the plastic in our oceans and what it's doing to us and everything. And it completely changed my life, and I really need to watch it again, honestly, and kind of reawaken myself, because I feel like I've kind of fallen off of the super strong passion that I had about it, which is awful. There is so much change that needs to happen in our earth to fix it, to save it. And I feel like that is like the strongest, most important cause to me at the moment.
What is the best compliment that you've ever received? Definitely anything that had to do with my character or who I am as a person. Or I get letters from you guys saying that like I'm the reason that like you're still here, or like things like anything that you guys have said to me that like I have impacted your life positively in any way, shape, or form, it means absolutely everything to me. I cannot even begin to explain. That just means so much. When are you the most inspired? Probably either when I'm like watching
YouTube videos or listening to podcasts, when I need inspiration, I always do one of the two things. When I'm cleaning or I need to do something, I turn on podcasts and listen to them. Or if I'm laying in bed and I'm lazy and I need motivation to get up and do something, I'll turn on a YouTube video and suddenly I have all the inspiration in the world and I want to like conquer everything. Sweet or savory? 100% savory. What song can you listen to on repeat? Oh my gosh, there are so many. I just posted this on my Instagram story, like my top favorite songs of all time. But currently, I'm going to give you my current one. It's Brady by Rapta and Sammy Adams. I have had that song on repeat for literally like a week straight, just like that one song. So currently that is it. What makes you smile the most? Evan. What's one thing that people don't know about you? Oh my gosh. I'm literally an open book. Maybe that I used to play the clarinet. Maybe that. We'll go with that. Heels or flats or sneakers? I love heels, but they hate me. I have so many foot problems. I have a bunion. I'm literally a 90-year-old woman. It's like ridiculous. So I'll go with heels. Vintage or new? New, unfortunately. What are three things that you can't live without? My family, Evan, and Billy Ray, my guinea pig. Window or aisle seat? All right. It used to always be window seat without a doubt. And then I flew from Connecticut to California in a window seat and I basically got a bladder infection because I didn't want to step over anyone. So I'm kidding. I didn't, but I literally was like ready to pee my pants, like awful. So on really long distances, aisle seat without a doubt, unless I'm like sitting with my family, then it doesn't matter. But like window seat any other time. What is your current TV character obsession? This is really strange. I don't really watch TV. The only thing that I do watch are like The Bachelor, Big Brother, and Evan just got me into Superstore on Hulu. Okay, so obviously The Bachelor, Peter, I love him so much. I seriously think I'm gonna cry every single episode. It's like going to be an issue. But from Superstore, I would say it's Bo, Cheyenne's boyfriend, if you guys have watched this. I couldn't stand him at the beginning of the series, and I think he is now so funny. Every time he's on, I am dying laughing. Leather or lace? I would say leather, I guess, but like fake leather. What's the most adventurous thing you've done in your life? This is kind of sad, but I feel like it's probably traveling to California by myself to go on a dope trip this past year. I had never traveled by myself before and I got on a plane, did it by myself. And yeah, it was like exhilarating. I loved it. And I know that that's like embarrassing because it's like nothing, but I would say that that's it. How would you define yourself in three words? I would say real, caring, and cuddly. What is your current favorite piece of clothing that you own? I would say definitely my black skinny jeans from Fashion Nova. I basically wear them every day. I need to get like 500 pairs because it's like a problem. What is a must-have clothing item everyone should own? I would say a pair of black skinny jeans. What is inspiring you in life right now? Honestly, I feel like I'm my own inspiration and motivation at the moment. There is so much that I want to accomplish in this new year. And I feel like I've never had so much drive to get it all done. So I would say it's me and like my motivation behind everything. What is the best piece of advice that you've ever received? Oh gosh. I feel like it's just like, just be yourself. I feel like comparison is something that a lot of people struggle with. And like, obviously, occasionally, sometimes I'll see someone on Instagram and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. Like her body looks so good. Like, you know, like her outfits are so nice and like I want her life. But I feel like always I have been someone that has been so true to myself and I'm happy with who I am and what I do and what I have. And so I feel like that's probably it. Just be yourself. What is your pet peeve? Oh my gosh, I have quite a few. Loud eating is probably the top of the list. And lying. Oh my gosh, I hate lying. I can't stand it. Like, why does anyone need to lie? Like, what is the point? Like, I don't understand. Diamonds or pearls? Diamonds, it's my birthstone. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. What can I say? What is something that you noticed about someone when you first meet them? I would probably say their eyes or their smile. What is your biggest regret? Probably not trying out for UConn's dance team. when I was a freshman. And I always said that I didn't want to. And that's like partially true. But I feel like as of recently, I'm like, oh, like that kind of would have been fun. Like that would have been, oh my gosh, my stomach's growling. I feel like that would have been fun. And I miss dancing. I was a dancer for 15 years. And so from going from dancing like several days a week to nothing, that was a huge change. And I do miss it. And I feel like that would have been a cool experience. But at the same time, I feel like I wouldn't have been able to do 100 other things that I have done. So yeah, but I would say that that's probably my biggest regret. What's heavily played on your music playlist right now? Rapta, Sammy Adams. I just went to a Sammy Adams concert. Rapta performed there. Also Morgan Wallen. I would say those are the big ones at the moment. What is your favorite board game? Clue. Oh my gosh. I just begged my brothers and my dad to play with me the other night. I have probably not played in 10 years. It was always my favorite game to play. And it takes a long time. I understand that, but I love playing it so much. That's definitely my favorite. What is your guilty pleasure? Coca-Cola and bread. Oh my gosh. I just love the two of them so much. What book did you most recently finish? This is embarrassing because I literally don't remember the last book I read. It was probably like The Fault in Our Stars when I was like in high school. I read lots of textbooks and I had to read books for school, but like the last like book that I read for fun, it was probably The Fall in Our Stars. I would love to get back into reading, but I feel like especially now being in school and like having to read for school, I'm like, I hate reading. I don't want to do it. I don't have time. So, which is sad. I would love to, you know, get back into reading. What are you currently reading? Nothing. Well, my iPad. How do you start your day? Usually it's in a panic that I'm waking up too late. And that's another thing that I want to like change this year, because literally it's usually me rushing out of bed, struggling to get out of bed, first of all, and then rushing to get ready so I'm not late. It's a stressful morning and I don't like that. And I want to have a good morning routine. And so hopefully that is another thing that will change in this new year. What is your favorite holiday? Probably Christmas. Anything where my whole family's all together, but I love like the vibes of Christmas. Like I love decorating and everyone is in a good mood and in the holiday spirit. It's just like a really happy time of year and I love that. If you could raid one woman's closet, who would it be? Oh my gosh, Emily Gemma. I love her. If you guys don't follow her on Instagram, she is like my addiction, my true goals in life. Her little family is adorable. She has a beautiful house, a beautiful wardrobe. Like, oh my gosh, obsessed with her. If you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be? Wow. Maybe Hailey Bieber. Just cause. What's one thing you've always wanted to try, but you've been too scared to do? That's a really good question. I feel like I'm someone that's good about pushing myself out of my comfort zone, kind of, and doing things that I want to do. Like, I know a lot of people reach out to me and they're like, how did you start a YouTube channel? And like, weren't you terrified? Like, yes, absolutely. I was terrified, like 100%. I almost deleted my channel when I knew that people like from my hometown found out. But like, I feel like it's just good to like push yourself out of your comfort zone. I don't know. I feel like skydiving would be cool. But like, I would never do it. Like, I don't want to do it. I just feel like it'd be like cool, but I would never do it. What's one thing you wish you knew at age 19? I feel like going back to changing yourself for other people and, you know, like I've always stuck to myself and like, but around certain people, I felt like I couldn't truly be myself or, you know, I felt stressed out about certain situations and certain friendships. But I feel like if I knew one thing at 19, I guess that would be it. Besides your phone or wallet, what's a couple of must-have purse items? Chapstick of some sort. Excedrin is my best friend because chronic migraine probs again. Let's see. I would say, yeah, Chapstick and Excedrin are my top things. Oh, and lactaid pills because I'm lactose intolerant. Duh. If you are not a blogger, or in my case, YouTuber, I guess, what would you be doing? I still plan on getting a full-time job when I graduate, and obviously because I'm going to grad school. And I am currently a waitress as well. So I guess I would still just probably work more days as a waitress now. And I still plan on being a buyer for a fashion company when I graduate from grad school. What is something you can't do? Sing. Like, I wish I could sing so bad. And I know a lot of you have speculations that I can. Trust me, if I could sing, you would be hearing me sing. I am so envious of people that have nice singing voices. Like, oh my gosh, how do you do it? What is the best vacation you've ever taken? I love going to Florida with my family. We have a timeshare in Florida. We go to Disney like every year. And I just love going there, and I have such a good time there. And I would just say one of those. I don't know if there's a specific one, but I would say one of those. What's one city you've always dreamed of traveling to? I would love to visit Greece. I think Greece looks so beautiful. I would love to travel there. I feel like that's top on my travel list. What's something you always travel with? I always bring my laptop because I'm always wanting to edit and stuff, and I always bring my vlog camera. Favorite food? Oh my gosh. Bread or seafood of some type. I love lobster, like king crab legs. The best. Favorite dessert? I'm not a huge sweets person. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll eat dessert, but it's not like I crave it. But I feel like the one thing that I do crave is ice cream cake. Every birthday I get ice cream cake. Oh my gosh, no. My aunt's apple pie. It is the most amazing thing, I swear, ever. Like, oh my gosh, I love it so much. Favorite snack? Again, I don't snack often, but I feel like if I had to like go and like pick out a snack, it would be like chips of some type. Like, I love like cheddar ruffles. Like, oh, so good. What's a movie that made you cry? The Fault in Our Stars. I'm also not a huge movie person, and I don't cry a lot, but that, oh my gosh, that movie got me. I was a mess. I brought a tissue box to the movies because I read the book, and I was like, I know I'm going to lose it. What is your favorite movie of the last 5 years? I literally don't know if I've seen a movie in the last 5 years. That is so strange. I'm not even kidding. I am not even kidding. I don't know. Truthfully, I don't know. That's really embarrassing. What is one talent you wish you had? Probably singing again. What is your favorite exercise? I enjoy like weighted exercises. I'm not a huge cardio person. I was for a little period of time. I loved running, but like I enjoy like picking things up and putting them down. Like, I love weights. What's your favorite band? Oh gosh. Does Florida Georgia Line count? I feel like that's like kind of a band. What's your favorite fast food order? I'm not a huge fast food person, but when I do, it's oh my gosh, my stomach is growling. I am not a huge fast food person, but when I do, it is Chick-fil-A. It is their chicken nuggets with Chick-fil-A sauce, the waffle fries, and a Coke. Oh God, does that sound good right now? What's something you don't want to be doing in 10 years? Wow. Stressing about money. I am literally the least frugal person I know. I don't know how to save money. It's like really an issue. So I guess stressing about money would be a big, big thing. What is the cutest thing on planet Earth? My guinea pig, Billy Wright. I swear to God, there is no guinea pig that looks like him. He is the cutest thing that I've ever seen. Like, I don't know how he does it. Every day I'm like, you are the cutest thing that I've ever seen in my whole life. How does something get so cute? Like, how did you do it? Like, what? It's literally not possible. I don't understand. What is the best thing that happened this year? I'm going to do it for last year just because we're 3 days into this new year. Nothing that amazing has happened yet. Besides, I am excited about starting this podcast. For last year, I feel like it was like I finally found myself. Like, I feel like I became like my true self. And like I kind of said a million other times in this podcast, I have always been someone that's been true to myself, but I feel like I finally like stopped stressing about what other people thought of me and stressing about making other people happy before myself. And so I guess that was probably the best thing that happened. What's your favorite cocktail? For those of you who don't know, I didn't have my first drink until I was 21 years old, which was this past April. I am not an experienced drinker. I don't even know if this counts, but every time I go out, I get a vodka cranberry. That's my drink. It's good. It hasn't failed me yet. We're going to stick to it. What movie makes you laugh the hardest? I'm not a movie person. I don't know. I like comedic movies. I feel like that's all I watch when I do watch things. I am really blanking. I need to get on the movie watching. You're like, really? This is embarrassing. What do you usually eat for dinner? Up until this year, I ate a lot of pasta. And let me tell you, that needs to stop immediately, especially because I think I'm allergic to gluten. So you can just imagine how well that was going for me. But I'm going to try and stick to like just veggies and non-processed things. I'm cutting dairy out of my diet, stuff like that. That's going to be the new thing. What do you usually eat for lunch? Okay, this is bad. I feel like I almost never eat lunch. It's like really not good. It's really not good at all. What do you usually eat for breakfast? Last year, back on the carbs, I was obsessed with like bagels for like the past like 2 months and like bacon, egg, and cheese from Dunkin' Donuts. And that needs to stop immediately. I love avocado toast and smoothies and like over easy or poached eggs. Oh my gosh, the best. What is your favorite thing in the world? I think just laughing and listening to music and dancing and having a good time with like the people I love. I feel like that's like when I'm like my happiest. What is your favorite color? Currently, I'm going through a neutral phase where I love like black and like cream and white. They're my favorite. But like if I had to pick like a color, definitely like a neon pink. What color clothing do you wear most? 100% black. What are three words to describe living in, we're going to change this up for me, the Connecticut area? Boring, freezing, and boring? I don't. It's also like an expensive state to live in, so I guess I would go with like expensive, boring, and freezing. Do you like surprises? Absolutely, yes. What's one thing that you had to learn the hard way? I feel like probably, even if you give your all to someone, they're not going to give it back to you always. I don't know. I feel like that was probably the biggest lesson that I learned, that I am very quick to give my all and you don't always get it back from everyone, but that's okay. What's something you're tired of? Tired of like the life that I was living and being unmotivated in the space that I'm in. That's why I really want to remotivate myself this year and try new things and do new things and break myself out of my comfort zone. And yeah. Who do you turn to when you're sad? Either my mom or Evan, definitely. Evan has this like calming effect to him. I feel like when I'm like, I feel like when I need advice or I need to vent, I go to my mom. But when I'm just sad and I have this like elephant sitting on my chest, I literally just have to like be in Evan's presence and like it goes away. It's like the weirdest thing ever, I swear. I can like feel it release. What's a trend you would like to see disappear forever? Ooh. This is hard. Maybe like overalls? I don't know. Like I've had them. Don't get me wrong. I don't know. I'm having a hard time coming up with one right now. There are definitely some that I'm like, oh gosh, I will never do that. But they're not coming to mind at the moment. What did you want to do with your life at age 12? I wanted to be an ultrasound technician like my mom, I believe, or like a veterinarian maybe. I don't know when those started, but both of those were around for a pretty long time. All right, that's it. Those are all of the questions. This is really long, but like at the same time, usually all of the podcasts I listen to are long. So I hope you guys got to get to know me a little bit better. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I feel like this was the best way to start off this podcast. Going further, I want to talk about everything that you guys want me to talk about. I want to have on guests. I want you guys to ask them questions. I want you to be able to get motivation and inspiration from several different sources through here. So like I said, be sure to go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Living Lovely Podcast. You can also follow my personal Instagram, Amanda Louise YT, and check me out on YouTube, Amanda Louise. I will be reaching out to you guys on the Living Lovely Podcast Instagram for all of your feedback, for everything, asking you guys what you want to see, what you want me to change, all that stuff. So thank you guys so much for listening to the first episode of Living Lovely. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Be sure to, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to do for a podcast. Do you follow? Do you subscribe? I don't know. Whatever you're doing, do it. As I said earlier, all of my episodes will be going up on Monday mornings to kind of give you a pick-me-up for the start of the week. I asked you guys if you had a preference for which days these would go live, and it was almost unanimously Monday mornings. So that was kind of what worked best with my schedule as well. So it's just, it's the perfect day. I'm very excited for this. So again, thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys endlessly. Until the next episode, stay blessed and don't forget to live lovely. Bye.